Avoiding the Mall of the Mind. For today, I thought we'd get away from the serious and the dark and the thoughtful and talk a little pragmatica. Specifically, in my own attempts to get off of the gravy hose of social media, I've decided to try a few life hacks, and I thought I'd share them. What you see there right is an artifact of my early days of getting things done and productivity porn. It's based loosely on Mike Rhodes' GSD moleskin hack, along with having my weeks planned out. Every Monday morning, I would sit there with a red pen and a ruler, obsessively counting out the squares as I outlined the week. You can also see some letters across the top of each day. B alerts? Know what those stand for? Me either. For the life of me, I can't remember what the acronym was supposed to represent. I do know that the E was for exercise, the S is for sit, as in zazen. I think the L was for learned, but I can't be sure. Basically, it was a way for me to remind myself to try and do these kinds of things every day. I'd cross them off as they were accomplished, and I'd end the day with something like BL cross through, ERT not, S cross through. I could then see patterns in my week and see that I wasn't getting enough ERT or whatever and take steps to remedy that. Now that I think about it, I believe T was for think and R was for relax. On the right hand side was a to-do list, with the upper part generated either every morning or earlier in the week if I knew I had to do something, and later tasks added in as needed. By the end of the week, each task box would have one of three marks in it: a check for a done task, an X for a canceled task, and a straight line with an arrow for a task deferred for the following week. It's loosely based on Mike Rhodes' planner hack and Bill Westerman's getting shit done systems, and it worked well for over a year. It's kind of fun to look at old books and see what I did back then, who I did it with, and who I still do things with. Of course, like much of the rest of the world, I eventually moved to my PDA. Well, actually, I was a Palm Pilot user from way back, but this was a return to paper. The advantage of being able to update my calendar to schedule repeating events, to have alarms automatically configured, that was all wonderful and grand. But there was one thing that came along with the iPhone when I started using it as a planner: the gravy hose. In the Mall of the Mind. You may have heard of the technique of a memory palace if you've read the Hannibal Lecter mysteries or been a fan of the Sherlock Holmes BBC series. It's a technique for storing memories, for being able to remember things with focus and clarity. I have found that when I go to my phone to try and remember things, such as a date or time for an appointment or a location, I end up in the mind mall. That is, like the shopping malls, there are all kinds of shiny things all around that grab my attention. Some of it is useful, some of it is just pretty, some of it just invites me to come and stay and stare at it for a while. I get lost in the stores like Twitter and Tumblr, looking at all the nifty items on the shelves and ever-replenishing inventory. Or I might just spend time window shopping on Amazon or eBay. Unfortunately, there's also a post office in the mind mall, and often I'll end up there looking through the slush pile of junk and old and new mail, trying to sort through and reply to them. Eventually, I remember that I only came in to see what time lunch was going to be next Wednesday, but by then it's too late. I've already interrupted my day, flow, etc. Because like most contemporary malls, it's designed so that it's hard to find your way out. That didn't happen with the moleskin. I would open it up, taking pleasure in the feel of the book, the paper. I would see the familiar strokes of my own handwriting and be taken back to that calm place of planning earlier in the week. It was an actual sense memory, and anyone who has put a good pen to fine paper knows what I'm talking about. So my first thought when thinking that I needed to get away from the Mall of the Mind and the gravy hose, my god, when will the metaphor stop? I considered going back to the moleskin planner. However, that implies carrying more stuff. It implies adding new tasks to the week when drawing out the grid, and involves purchasing something else during a season that I'd rather be purchasing things for others, like my daughters and grandsons. Amish Einstein. I decided instead to go with Plan B, which I'm fully prepared to admit made it work. But the fact is that my web development clients demand that I be somewhat accessible by phone and email. I just want to make sure that I'm only using it as needed. It's much like a combination of the Amish regard of technology and Einstein's view of complexity. I'm with the technology, but only as much as I need to use, and I want to be as simple as I want it to be as simple as possible, but no simpler. I examine my phone habits and noticed a few patterns. For example, I don't call people very often, but I do send a lot of texts. I like to tweet, and I would like to tweet more, especially to at Love Life Practice. I also use maps a lot, especially now that Google has released an iPhone version, and then I have to check my schedule more now that I'm juggling more family time. So now, rather than have an iPhone screen full of apps, I'd have a screen with only apps that I use the most. Now, the astute observer will note that down at the bottom, there are other screens which probably hide other apps. Yes, this is true. I had to remove all the chat from the Wii, and there are also some other items such as the Mercury browser, OmniFocus, or the WordPress app that would also want to have handy. But handy doesn't have to mean in my face. When I need to check my schedule, I don't need to have Twitter and email and Safari, also only a tantalizing fingertips away. It's much the same strategy as dieting coaches will suggest when they talk about planning your grocery shopping and avoiding the aisles with cookies and such. The right tools. I'm not going to go on too much about this because it has just started in terms of a life hack, and who knows, perhaps it won't work. But I need to rave just a bit about Agenda and Drafts. First, Agenda is simply a beautifully simple and clear calendar application. As much as Apple and Google have their stuff together when it comes to design, look at a day calendar that looks like this. Is just a pleasure. Simple lines, clear layout, and it harkens back to the days of the physical calendar. Speaking of which, Moleskine desk calendars, awesome. It switches quickly with the swipe of a finger from individual events to daily, weekly, monthly views, with color coding for calendars, and even some one-tap reminders via SMS or email to participants for events. One text to rule them all. And the last thing I'll talk about is this far too long post, and this far too long post, but productivity is the other app in my doc, Drafts. This relates to the policy Chris Brogan suggested a while back of sending things out to social media all day long, but only consuming it in smaller doses. Drafts is just that, a text editor. It opens with a keyboard in which I write something. The fact that it's in a beautiful font with a soft, sepia undertone also helps remember back to that sensual enjoyment of the Moleskine. But really, it's the speed and convenience. I write something, and then with a touch, it asks me where to send it. Is it a text, an email, a tweet, a to-do for OmniFocus, a reminder? Just a touch, and a merry beep later it's taken care of, with no temptation to read through other messages, other emails, other feeds. The gravy hose has been muzzled. Now, it's not a perfect system. I can't see how to send photos with messages and drafts, which is crippling to an augmented grandpa like me. I'm still not convinced that there might be more peace of mind with just the pen and paper notes, and the model of mine is still only a screen flick and a touch away. However, for now, it's at least a little more mindful choice to go into. It is no longer just a reflex, and by taking away that ease of access, it somehow makes it easier to say no and stick to tasks for just a while longer. I keep you posted on how it goes. Meanwhile, any success in tempering a gravy hose? To the comments.